Testivity Audio Course, Module 15, Medigap and Medicaid.
Medicare Supplement Policies, or Medigap Policies. To fill in the gap created by Medicare's deductibles, coinsurance, and exclusions, many private insurers have designed policies to cover some or all of the services not covered by Medicare. Policies intended to supplement Medicare are not sold or serviced by the federal government. They are sold by producers of private insurance companies. No producer selling Medicare supplements may state that he or she represents Medicare or any government agency. To eliminate the confusion surrounding the many different types of Medicare supplement policies available, federal law mandates national standardization of Medigap policies. The law requires that insurers offer no more than 12 standardized Medigap plans developed by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. The 12 standard plans include a basic policy offering core benefits called Plan A. Plan A includes Parts A and B copayments, 365 additional lifetime days in the hospital, and the first 3 pints of blood in a blood transfusion. Each of the other 11 plans has a different combination of additional benefits, which are identified by alpha designations B through L. No Medicare supplement policy may be sold unless a buyer's guide and an outline of coverage are delivered at time of application prior to accepting any premium payment. If the policy is sold by direct response, correspondence, or television, with no producer involved, the buyer's guide and outline of coverage must be delivered no later than at time of policy delivery. The outline of coverage must be printed in at least 12-point type. If the producer is replacing one Medicare supplement with another, the producer must also give the applicant a notice regarding replacement of health insurance prior to delivering the policy. In addition, a producer may not sell a Medicare supplement to anyone who already has a policy if the new policy duplicates coverage of the first one. If a Medicare supplement policy replaces another Medicare supplement policy that has been in force for at least 6 months, the new policy must waive any probationary or pre-existing condition clauses. All Medigap policies must be either guaranteed renewable, non-cancelable, or both. On the first page of each policy, a Medicare supplement policy must state its renewability and/or continuation provisions. In addition, all Medicare supplement policies must have a minimum 30-day free look period. Federal law has established a 6-month open enrollment period for buying Medigap coverage from private insurers. The law dictates for 6 months immediately following enrollment in Medicare Part B, persons 65 or older cannot be denied a Medigap policy because of health problems. The company selling the Medicare supplement policy may, however, apply a pre-existing condition clause and probationary period for the first 6 months of the new policy's existence. A Medicare supplement health insurance product called Medicare Select is an experimental program that is being evaluated in some states. Medicare Select, which may be offered by insurance companies or HMOs, is the same as standard Medigap insurance in nearly all aspects. If you buy a Medicare Select policy, you are buying one of the 12 standard Medigap plans. The difference between Medicare Select and Medigap policy is that Medicare Select policies will only pay or provide full benefits if covered services are obtained through specified healthcare professionals and facilities. As a result, Medicare Select policies generally have lower premiums. Medicaid is medical welfare for those with low income and/or no assets. Medicaid is a federally assisted health insurance program that is administered and maintained at the state government level. Its purpose is to provide or supplement medical care for those in financial need, regardless of age or disability. The coverage provided is quite extensive and generally covers all normal medical needs. Medicaid is not a part of the Social Security system. it is a state government program. Note, Medicaid will pay for convalescent care, or long-term care in a nursing home.